Some teachers suggest that you not just writing and falling to get the concentration. But some teachers say you follow the breath.
I don't know, Steve.
So is there a fixed method?
It so depends what you want to do. Now I want to use the word tamatha, also very difficult. Because the word samatha used in the sutta and used in the Visuddhimagga may not be the same. And the word jhana used in the sutta and used in the Visuddhimagga may not be the same. Right? So let's talk about it from the orthodox point of view, which means it's the Visuddhimagga jhana and Visuddhimagga samatha. Easier to talk. If you want to get the Visuddhimagga jhana, then you have to do anapanasati here. By doing rising and falling, you may not be able to get the jhana. According to commentarial explanation. But from practical experience, people who do rising and falling also, while they are doing rising and falling, they can get nimitta. Just like as you're watching the breath here, you can get nimitta. Right? And the point is not to watch your breath to get jhana. You watch your breath in order to get the nimitta. And once the nimitta is there, you shift your attention from the breath to the nimitta. And that's where you get the Visuddhimagga jhana. Right? Same thing with rising and falling. As you watch rising and falling, if you have done kasina or concentration practices in the past life, then these colors and all these nimittas will come. Then you stop watching the rising